Blog Talk Radio.
So you want to blame me?
Kilroy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist.
Word.
Traded two chains for one gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave, ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street.
Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Art McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
With a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job loss. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancy.
Don't blame it on
HJS.
Don't blame it on
GMS.
All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All want to know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus, trapped for years, Seymour Avenue, East 93rd, New Twilight Zone, Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rosa Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice and Radio.
Don't blame it on
G-Ice.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D-Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
And you better not blame my mama, fool. Listen, once again, happy to be here. This is Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 3, verse 47. Man, abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news. That's right, you put that together, M-A-N, music, activism, news. And this is, wow, chapter 3, verse 47. 646-478-0944 for all those listening online. That's 646-478-0944. Feel free to call and be involved. I'll get to that 216-486 phone number in just a moment. I have three quick disclaimers to throw out there. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take time to talk to you and see what's on your mind. Hey, before I go to that 216-486 phone number, sometimes I don't get a chance to do this, so I'm going to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. You know, entertainment, different things making a buzz. And I'll start off with number 10, Beat Effect, that Scarface album featuring Osage, DJ Tech Record, and a host of others. Number 9, T. Rilla and the U.S. Riders. Number 8, Lady Meatrice. Number 7, Cleveland Legends, Johnny Orton, the Sorcerer Crew, alongside the legendary surviving Sugar Hill Gang members, doing a tribute to Big Bang Hank over the past weekend. That was a classic thing in itself. Number 6, Cleveland State University. You'll find out why in just a moment. They had so many things going on. It was unbelievable. Number 5, Black House Sounds. Number 4, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that later. Number 3, OPN, Ladies First Cyphermania 2. Lady Meatrice, still the champ. Number 2, wow, Second Annual Girl on Fire Awards. They rescheduled the program. They did it bigger and better. Woo, the past weekend. And number 1, debuting, Laura Cohen, Play. More on that in just a little while. Hey, I'm giving you time enough to get everything together, like I did say, which is a very important thing in itself. Hey, take a look at that, blackonblackcleveland.com. Hey, that's the website, blackonblackcleveland.com, for what's going on. And if you're wondering what's happening, you can always feel free to Facebook Alfred Porter Jr., period. That's Alfred Porter Jr. with the sheriff's hat as a profile pic. So now, let me check and see what's going on this end with this 216486. You've been very patient. 216486. How are you doing this evening? And hold on just a minute, because, you know, having the good time that we are tonight, I just want to let people know that things are beautiful in the way they are. Sometimes I realize somebody may not want to speak and things like that, which is always a good thing. So what I'm going to make that attempt to do right now is let people know what else is going on in this area, because there are a lot of different things going on, and I'm very thankful for that. So I think I should let people know that one of the last things going on right now, 9 p.m., December 12th, live in concert, Trap Boy Mannequin. That will be going on this coming Saturday at the OPN People's Community Center. That's 15453 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio. That's 15453 Euclid Avenue, OPN People's Community Center. As a matter of fact, since I have it like that to do, and I'm very fortunate, I'm thinking that I might be able to get certain things together. And while I go to do that, I think I better just take the time and throw on this particular track, and I'll be right back with you.
More than a talent show, it's a learning experience. It's Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean, but keep it clean. It's the only hip hop show that has radio DJs, politicians, newspaper reporters, out of town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment, DJ Dollar Rock, United North member Squab Gotti, and Monolithic Representative, the Sheriff. Yeah, this is AUG, always underground game. Got the new CD coming out, Underground Levels of Game. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com. Always underground game. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. Hip-hop workshop, live freestyle mix volume 1. This is the hip-hop workshop, live freestyle mix volume 1. Yeah!
And, of course, that's the hip-hop workshop. And I wanted to throw that out there and let people know, if they want to, they can feel free to definitely call up. If they hear something and they want to, like, the first time they don't get through, they can always feel free to hang up and dial back, and we'll make sure to get you on. That's one of the things that we do. So far, we're having a nice time over here. I'm very thankful with that, and I'm choosing to take the time as well to, before I get into anything else, I've gotten into some disclaimers. I want to let people know they can check out SOTC Radio tonight, 89.3 FM. That's 89.3 FM, and that's tonight, 1 a.m. at Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org. And, of course, 216 Radio, Saturday, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM, WCSB.org. And letting people know to check out that EAT Network on Facebook. That's the EAT Network on Facebook, as well as Facebook or Blog Talk, Who Has the Power Radio, D Gambit Radio, Board and Wrestlers Radio. Three nice programs right there, and I think I'll check in and see. I see somebody decided to definitely dial back in, which is a nice thing in itself. Hey, I'm just thankful to have people who have decided to call in, and I want to see who's out there. 216-486, that's 216-486. How are you this evening?
I am doing fine, Mr. Porter.
Okay.
And what I was calling for is this. You know, you all did a magnificent job of getting rid of those speed light, red light cameras. And somebody needs an award, and I don't know how to go about doing it. So we'll work on it. Take care, and you all continue to do a good job, because you all are doing quite a bit.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Thank you once again. You know, that right there is one of the reasons why we do our very, very best to get out information and all of that. One of the reasons why we took the time to play that particular song is because the past weekend we had episode 156 of the Hip Hop Workshop. And after all the people who wandered in and came through for different reasons, it was nice to have almost 50 people in there after all of these years. And, you know, it was beautiful because you had such people as Mama Porter, Reverend Pamela M. Pinkney Butts. She and I are going to start something called Order in the Court. If you take a look at Order in the Court on Facebook, it's where we put judges or those in authority on blast. And she came up with that idea while sitting in there in the hip-hop workshop. And I'm just saying, wow. At the same time, you had Thousand Grand in the house. You had Kimberly Brown, Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report, talking about the independent newspaper. We have my man, brother Ronnie Walton, excellent, excellent singer when it comes down to it. You had Silver, B, in the mix. Because, you know, I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Of course, DJ Dollar Rock was in the house. You had him live on the Wheels of Steel. You had Cleveland Soul being talked about and discussed by this brother by the name of Shoddy, who showed up. Mandy Black. Mandy Black came in there and danced the whole afternoon. And then you had the solo poet, my man, Mr. Ronnie B, representing 1008 Vision. Janine Jones, the president of the company. You also had as well, and which was very nice, Felicia Turner. I felt for her because she didn't get a chance to dance because she had brought a phone with her with no cord. And I just want that to be a lesson that we discussed at the Hip Hop Workshop, that if you're an artist, performance artist, no matter what it is that you do, make sure you have your flash drive or cord for your phone and a CD. Have all of those things. That way you can fit in wherever you're going. We have a man, Dynasty, Jonathan Troop, a.k.a. Dynasty, formerly of the Renaissance, still doing his thing. He came in and brought his four children, did some live freestyle, just like he used to do it. And then Regina G. Style Crawford. Hey, look, author, poet, came to let people know that she was looking for people to be in the upcoming play that she's putting out. If you don't know about it, it's kind of because you missed. You might be a little bit out of it. You have to check out Regina Crawford on Facebook and see what's going on with that. But I feel sorry for the ones who got to jump ahead of you because they were where they were supposed to be, because the Hip Hop Workshop does do networking. That's one of the main things that we do. And it was real nice because she talked about mental illness and a few other things that people don't talk about, such as taking your children in to get them help if you feel they need it. We had, wow, Jane B. Sheets in there talking about politics and why you shouldn't be fooled by just one party that's ruling. Look at the person, not the party. Sounds like something we talked about early on this program a few weeks back. Thomas Cobbs and Pastor Williams represented voiceatradio.com. Wow. Tammy Powell was in the house. Suave Gotti, GMS, Shakespeare. And we were immediately followed by the Kumba Arts Festival, which talked about Black Broadway in the auditorium around the corner and showed such things as, of course, The Wiz. Dreamgirls was reenacted right there at Cleveland State University, and the Silver BBBBBBB in the Mix Award was given out. You know, I'm having me a good time right now. I do say that I need to go into maybe another announcement or two. So as I get ready to do that, just to let people know that the Butters Radio Show, 91.1 FM, 2 a.m. on a Monday. That's WRUW.org, Cleveland Standard Time. And on the one, that's Jazz, Funk, Rare Grooves. That's Sundays, 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 91.1 FM, WRUW.org. So I'm having a nice time right now. And in having that nice time, I'll tell you what I will do. I'll let you know real quick. Cleveland Soul, every Sunday, it's a closed mic. Gifted artist only, and that's from 7 p.m. to midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 11th and Prospect at the Rascaler. That's poetry and R&B. First 20 people are free, next 30 are $5, and after that, all are $10. With food and drink specials, last night was Red Strike. This coming Sunday, Dre from Tennessee. So with that being said, I'm going to, well, since she won again, let's let it bang with Lady Meatrice.
Telling people, so I gotta see. I'm not letting it bang to shoot or kill a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting it bang to celebrate Lady Meatrice. Spice it up being in the motherfucking building.
See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Make it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Make it bang.
In the air, still dropping like rain. Rounds after round, I'ma let y'all hear my pain. You can hear the hurt in my voice, but you don't know what travels through my brain. Misunderstood, see, I take it out on my veins. I'm not suicidal, maybe a little insane. But when I'm on the stage, see, my attitude is contained. Always the same person to the fake ones that train. Ain't married to the game, but for years we've been engaged. And on our wedding night, I'ma let it bang, bang. Like Eddie Kane, I wish raindrops would fall. I need it all. Sending out presents like I was Santa Claus.
See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Make it rain, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker.
With the 4-5, that's
sleep it in 11 times. 20 victims, that's 11 plus 9. When it rains, that show damn time. Black, white, or Puerto Rican, see I'm colorblind. Through us, after, so don't cross that line. Get them every time, only 23 in my prime. Been a bad dime, animal from the Amazon. I got the ring after the heat, so I guess I am the grind. Green for the money, go for the honey, Bishop Don Juan. What Beyonce say? Bitch, bow down. A dog from a puppy. Call me bow down.
See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain.
Since age 11, this game chose me. Fitting 6 5 lines, only 2 4 3. The star of my crap, call me Little Kobe. Listen to my words, man, you could OD. But for Little Wayne standards, I had no worries. A blessing to this world, like the cage bird who sings. Then a diamond in the rough, just waiting to be clean. I finally said it's enough, I was born to do my thing. See, it's now or never, so oh my God, a friend. All the trophies that could fit on my mantelpiece. Don't just in the storm, make it a catastrophe. Let the sun shine after the tragedy.
See, I'ma let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker.
And welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That man stands for music, activism, and news. You can use that number that you're looking at on your screen, 646-478-0944, to call in. Or you can use that number. I'm going to give you like a few things you can use that number for. That 646-478-0944 phone number can be used tomorrow at 7 p.m. for the elders speak. Then you can use the 646-478-0944. Phone number for Wednesdays, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. That's Hood Talk Radio, where Emax and the Mindset break down international politics to a local level. And that 646-478-0944 phone number. Yes, Fridays, and especially on those Saturdays, Hood Tunes Radio, where at 8 p.m., Music Business 101 with Emax the Image. Now, I need to give you a little bit of information of something that happened, that way you can, like, prepare yourself to at least deal with, I will say, something that might be upcoming. So I'll talk about something that happened in the past before I go to, like, something that's upcoming to give you time enough to get together, because, it was a fun weekend on Friday. Man Cry Productions, there was this play, and they presented a play by the name of Stay Alive, How Not to Become a Victim, The Lar Cohen Story. Now, I would like to say, if you want to know more about her, it was a dramatic stage play about human trafficking. Now, Lar, L-A-U-R-A-C-O-W-A-N. And you're probably wondering, okay, Lar Cohen, well, what's it about? Well, I could tell you a little bit about where it was. And if you want to find out more, you can always go to www.joyruffin.com. And it was held at the Cleveland State University main auditorium. And the abusive hubby was played by DJ Hazmat of 93.1 FM, you know, Radio 1. And it was nice to be there because it just so happened to be, I was like surrounded by people who were on Blog Talk and Facebook, such as I Am a Superwoman, Tina Hobson, Mr. Yancey, Who's Got the Power Radio, both on Blog Talk, Facebook, Fireside DJs, DJ No Request, Black Man's Army did security, I was a part of that, and Cleveland State University was the place to be. But who is Lar Cohen? Well, she survived human trafficking and horrendous abuse to protect herself, and as a mother, protect offspring. Now, who is Laura Cohen? The lady who has an upcoming cable TV special set for 2015 release, House of Horrors, on the ID station, Investigation Discovery. Who's Laura Cohen? Two successful plays in Cleveland, Ohio, full capacity. Why Laura Cohen? Karma. Well, not the Karma Delane, who is a guest on this show, whose music we've played. Shout out to her. But Laura Cohen is successful because of what she does. What has Laura Cohen done? She supported Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Oppressed People's Nation. When Donna Walker Brown ran for office, she showed up down there, brought some people down there in her automobile, survivors, victims of tragedy every month, vigils, and making remembrance posters for surviving family members, working with Pastor Twan Billings, domestic violence programs, and much more. So, you know, you just want to salute somebody who is definitely doing something in the community successfully and reaping the benefits and the rewards for that. I have nothing but mad respect for her. As a matter of fact, as I go on a little bit further, I'm having me some fun talking about certain things. So I'll tell you what, I told you I'd give you some more information. So this is a little bit of information. VoiceItRadio.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That's Thursdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And if you choose to tune in tomorrow, VoiceItRadio.com, 6 p.m., Spitboxers FM, that's Flowmasters. You can call in and get your flow on. So with that being said, I've had a good time so far. I'm going to continue on with my good time. Go back to the hip-hop workshop that we had. One of the standard songs that's always done, Mr. Ronnie B. Whatever.
Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. Deadly and work left in dark. You come against me, I sink my teeth in you like a shark. I execute my words so good, you'll think I was Aristotle. You rapping like an infant, so go suck on your bottle. See, if I ran for president, I win it by a landslide. You step to me and you end up on your backside. You wanna battle me, that's committing suicide. Cause you see, I kill you quicker than some cyanide. I'm Mr. Ronnie B. Better yet, that name is Ron. I'm that lyricist, a poet. Better yet, I'm a phenomenon. This is what I say before I jump in the sack. You better call your chiropractor, cause I'm breaking your back. See, you have to keep in mind that I'm the Mac Daddy boss. And my loving is more tender than the songs of Luther Vandross. I'm always getting paid, I never worry about salaries. I got more rhymes than your body got calories. You 6 feet in the grave, cause you couldn't handle my vocal tone. I beat you punk, that's what they writing on your tombstone. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever,
bring up my rhymes to say them at your own, but now it's all over. Your game is blown. Adoption of my lyrics for your very own reason. Sucker, don't you know that that is called treason? You heard how hard I am, and now you come a running, but you boo-boo on yourself when you hear this ruler coming. I'm steady getting famous by the suckers I serve. I'm like a butler for a rich man serving guests like hors d'oeuvres. Anytime you need a man, take a look in my direction.
from head to toe. I'm nothing but perfection after hearing me rap. You say I'm well gifted. My phone book is so heavy, Schwarzenegger couldn't lift it. I'm so bad, and yes, I'm hitting hard, dear. I manifest the funky styles like a grizzly bear. Mr. Ronnie B, yeah, I manifest these funky sounds. I'm getting paid while you at home watching Charlie Brown. You getting old, so I suggest that you retire before I cut you up and slice you up like barbed wire. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically.
Mr. Ronnie B with whatever. You know, I need to go back real quick and just say, before I get into any stories or anything like that, the Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And I just want to, like, go back to a story that I didn't want to get into. I mean, you know, but I think it's a necessary thing real quick. Because today at 2 p.m., East 115th Street in St. Clair, a GameStop was robbed. And three teens jumped on an RTA bus. And, well, they jumped off at about 115th in St. Clair. All three teens were arrested after robbing the GameStop. Now, a couple of Sundays ago on the 11 bus, as it traveled down East 40th Boulevard, Cuyahoga Community College Avenue in the evening, you know, right past the projects, when four teens boarded the bus and one swung a sock full of rocks, striking the driver on her chest, shoulder, and neck, and also striking another passenger. The four teens were arrested. Now, the story escalates because the bus driver's son said he wanted her to quit because he felt the job is unsafe. Now, after that, the union leader of RTA drivers said the drivers aren't safe. And the RTA transit officer, an officer actually told the media that more officers are needed. But didn't we go over this scenario months ago, like maybe 6 months ago, and then in 2013 as well? Looks like I'm going to have to go back and maybe break it down a little bit because, you see, there is a little bit more to that story than what's being put out there. And I just want to tell people, once you hear the story, I'm going to give you a number to call because it's important to follow up. You see, here's where the whole thing gets tricky. The RTA has signs on vehicles warning about electronic theft and on rapids and bus stations. There's a pre-recorded voice that says, be careful when using handheld devices and be aware of your surroundings and using such handheld devices by doorways, etc., which means the RTA already knows how unsafe it is to use laptops and phones on its property. Let's think for a minute. Would the RTA warn you of electronic snatch and grabs if it wasn't already happening? Is there a way of staving off prosecution, since some of these devices may cost upwards of $200, $600 plus? Now, some people may ask about RTA police. Now, Blue Line Rapids, going towards Shaker area and Green Line Rapids, going towards Shaker, Upper Green Road, don't usually have RTA police because people have to pay their fare getting on. Now, the question can be asked, where are the RTA police? They're all on the red line and on the health line playing ticket meter maids, making sure people in the poorest areas have paid their fare. Now, the Green Line, Blue Line Rapids, suburb trains, people pay immediately, which is cool. So why in the heart of the inner city would you use a merit system where you don't have to pay immediately to enter? And if you can get away with it, you might be able to exit without seeing an RTA meter maid. I mean, RTA transit cop. It's a setup. especially when you see RTA officers trying to catch you and give you a $100 plus ticket. The red line runs through poor areas like East Cleveland, East 105, 79th, West 65th, West 98th, and then mysteriously the RTA meter maid stop boarding and checking for tickets as it heads further west to the airport. Kind of like the health line from East Cleveland, a poverty-stricken area that travels down Euclid Avenue through Cleveland, also poverty-stricken, through mostly poverty areas. And they allow a merit system where you should before you enter, but a lot don't. That's why you should pay beforehand, but a lot don't. That's why RTA officers are jumping on at certain stops, trying to catch these fools. Now, I don't condone people trying to get over and ride free. I understand poverty-stricken areas, and the Mester's merit system does not work. So I feel that everyone should pay as they enter a RTA vehicle, and that would free up more RTA meter maids to go back to being cops and keep shelters and buses safe. If you feel the same way, call 216-621-9500 when it says to speak to somebody. Launch your complaints. Find out when the meetings are and call 216-621-9500 and demand that they get rid of the merit system and they pull those officers out and those officers start doing what they get paid to do or should be getting paid to do, and that is to get out there everywhere, ride more buses, go all the way around, do their job, do some more protection work. That's what they're supposed to be doing. I'm letting you know what they are technically speaking supposed to be doing. Hoo-wee. Black on Black Crime Incorporated. We have our meetings every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., 14715 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland Standard Time. Storefront, right on Euclid and Lee Road. 14715 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland Standard Time. The storefront is on Euclid and Lee. As a matter of fact, this is what we're going to get into real quick. I want to let people know, also, OPN, New Generation Youth Council, presents the 6th Annual Toy Drive and Delivery to Needy Kids Around the City. 216-374-3496, 216-374-3496. Hey, I tell you what I do. I take the time, get off my soapbox, play a little bit of none other than, wow, haven't heard this for a little while, E-Max the Image. Thank you. welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Music Activism News. Wow, having a good time here. And I do believe I was able to get through so many of the other announcements that I'm going to take the time to relax back and just talk about one of our main subjects for this evening. And I've been looking forward to talking about this main subject for a little while. Everybody's been asking me my opinions here and there. So it's time to, like, at least give an opinion with a lot of facts thrown into it. So with that being said, not because of the Browns' great play, not because of the Cavs' winning streak, Cleveland received the honors of dubious distinction of having the Justice Department, Eric Holden, arrive and demand police reform. Now, wow, the United States Department of Justice said systemic problems. Wow, didn't McGinty say that like last year and everybody wanted to argue with him? But anyway, they said, and this is the Department of Justice, nationwide said, Cleveland, wow, has systemic problems, including inadequate training, insufficient accountability, excessive use of force, including some officers shooting without justification. The 59-page scathing report also says police lack training to deal with the mentally ill, which I'm sure Tanisha Anderson's family would agree. They'd agree with that, since it was the police who showed up instead of an ambulance and, in effect, were responsible for Tanisha's death. Meanwhile, Mayor Frank Jackson refuses to acknowledge systemic failure. Now, other things noted. Officers quick to pull and fire guns and fire at people. That makes sense. If they pull guns, they'll probably fire their weapons. And to fire their guns at people who are not posing an immediate threat. Cops punching or tasering already subdued or handcuffed people. Although people wonder what power the Department of Justice has, but they could sue our city. Our city, our administration, all of that. And let's face it, we all know why the Department of Justice arrived. As they mentioned, complaints from people like Don Bryant, Art McCoy, and many other groups and people. Now, it's interesting that there was a town hall meeting at the Cadell Rec Center like a week before the Department of Justice arrived. A week before that. A lot of people might remember that. We mentioned it just a little bit, and we need to dig deep, because at the Cadell Rec Center meeting, the mayor, new police chief, new safety director, and prosecutor Tim McGinty were speaking on Tamir Rice's shooting and police brutality. And I was the fifth person in line and asked Mayor Jackson, why is there no police accountability? When if I shot someone 137 times and faced a civil suit, the city wouldn't pay for me, I'd pay for myself. And what about six cops who stole scratch-offs and didn't pay for cigarettes? Now, Internal Affairs found him guilty, suspended him for a few days. But the city of Cleveland didn't press charges. Well, the mayor gave me excellent six-minute non-answer. Now, other key statements were revolution books, calling police Nazis, fascist, terrorist. Someone else said, why is it all over the country, every time police kill a black person, we receive a new black police chief that make up for the police killing us? As a matter of fact, new black police chief Calvin Williams in The Night's Biggest Lie. And he got caught within 24 hours of treatment. Now, let's speak about this. And I want to say real quick, a shout out. Did you have the nerve to call me while I'm doing my show, Dantez? Wow, that's Dantez, you got the shout out. Anyway, the chief of police, Calvin Williams, got caught in The Night's Biggest Lie when he said the videotape of Tamir Rice would be released the next day in a 12-year-old shooting, and he'd taken no opinion. Now, he said that on a Tuesday, 2 weeks ago. Now, that following day, you know, we should say that the two officers, before the tape was released, they were involved in the shooting, and they maintained Tamir Rice was given three warnings to drop the realistic-looking BB gun before he reached for it, which would mean 3 to 4 seconds. Now, when the video was released the next day, it showed a police car screeching to a halt and the officer jumping out shooting before the car stopped, looking like Starsky and Hutch, meaning it was like 1.5 seconds at most, instead of it being 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. You know, if you're going to warn somebody three times, it was more like 1-1000. And, yeah. Now, Police Chief Calvin Williams immediately backed on that Wednesday the officer shooting, immediately backed it up and said they acted within the law. Now, side note one, Officer Timothy Lobin's, wow, Cleveland Police Department application was not reviewed thoroughly of his Independence, Ohio police file. You see, the Cleveland Police Department doesn't have a written mandate. If they did, they would have learned Independence police were going to fire. Think about it. Officer Timothy Lohman was going to be fired before he left on his own. Why? Because his personnel file stressed his dangerous loss of composure during gun training, personal stress, and a breakdown on the range. And time for training, they felt time for training wouldn't correct his deficiencies. Wow. That is amazing. Now, he's the one who shot Tamir and the driver of the cop car, Patrolman Frank Garmbach, had the city of Cleveland pay $100,000 earlier this year, around March, in a civil suit case where the officer used excessive force against a woman named Tamala Eaton near West 115th and Clifton. That's why, in part, the Department of Justice is here in our area. Whoo, we'll be right back after this. Time to play something else, I do believe.
Black on black. Black on black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man. Black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along.
Uh-huh.
Black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery.
Yeah.
Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike.
Nah.
Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank. Wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear, you don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up and flipping the top. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up and Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison and system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on off top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. No treason can stop the protest. We watching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig ever did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beat? Hey, Al Porter, Band in the Streets, Music Activism News. Real quick, I think I'll let you know one more again. Black on Black Crime Incorporated meets every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. 14715 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland Standard Time. 7:30 p.m. at the storefront right on Euclid Avenue and Lee Road. As a matter of fact, since I went through so many different things today, talking about different problems, issues, events coming up, I'm going to take the time to play just a little bit more music for you. One of my favorite tracks, since this is still holding up and doing very strong, Osage, Beat Effect, Death Certificate.
Come on, come on.
Let's make it real, family. Yeah. Make it real, family. Yeah. Animal Kingdom, baby. Yeah. Let's make it real, family. Yeah, yeah. I got my competition baffled with that, damn it, I just choke, look. Ain't need my permission just to be around my notebook. Crack verses like a coat, hanger to a dope hook. Now you hook, cliffhanger dick, 54 foot. Tell a blind nigga, watch. You know what time it is, stomp a tree to a tree stomp. Make the east jump. Bare arms make your rabbits leap. Use your feet chump. Body parts pack out each chump with a tree trunk. Y'all just hollin', you thinkin' it's your last off. How do I keep talking shit if I just hit my ass off? Blast off, you won't break a sweat in a sauna with the setting on summer. Please, you're sweating, it's a Bahama breeze. You better wanna leave, I swear on my parents' mama. No telling where I'm from, you're smoking like marijuana leaves. Come there with common themes, wear a llama, share my dama, Jeffrey Dama, down to kill his mama, tell Obama, please. You know where drama leads, I hop inside consumption over like, or whatever the problem needs. We have a problem, you say, but I have a problem, jeans. More dangerous than a swarm of bees, running from police. I come shooters that feel jacking, feel action, feel snatching, feel catching ill like my real jacket. Fuck what they said, motherfucker, break bread. If I ain't killed, you lay your ass there and play dead.
Drop your death certificate. Now I'ma shoot you in your head and put my dick in your coagulated blood droplets. Fucking hands up until you pay your nigga, stop it. Bitch, I'm fucking with you. I'm at a beat seat, meaning I'm a beast. If it was odd that we was drunk, we would never smell like your feces. Beat their mics like they reach their PCs. Beat the fifth with different species. Yo, I stick a space modulator in your ass, hater. Rip your balls off and grind up on a cheese grater. Yeah, inform your mama an hour later. Bitch, I masturbate, I ate the pussy like an hour later. Just let me say this. If Machine Gun Kelly, he can say that I'm better, he wouldn't say shit. I gotta wipe my ass.
No, we can't. No, fuck, we'll fuck.
You know, before I leave out of here, a shout out also. See, that's what happens when you don't sign lists and I have to put your name down later on. You almost don't make the roll call. So I have to give a shout out to OPN, who definitely showed up at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop and gave a strong message. Now, before I leave out, I just want to say I thank you all very much. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. See, the reason I have to thank you all is because the Creator has allowed me to live long enough to see what's happening, to see certain things I never thought I'd see in my life. Everybody has their different reasons for doing things. I'll agree to that. Let's all agree on that one. But to actually see protesters from the Communist Revolutionary Party, the pastors, the others, demand certain things is a powerful statement. To actually see that come to pass and happen, to see people of all races come together because they realize something is wrong. I'm very thankful that that's happened in Cleveland. I expect to see it keep on happening because while we were having our hip-hop workshop, real quick, did you know that they had a town hall meeting going on? And after the town hall meeting, people came down to Cleveland State University because in another part of the college, that's why Cleveland State University made the cut, there was also a planning period for this week, for a week of demonstrations here and there, where a lot of people got involved. And I'm very glad that people are working together to change the system, to change it the way it is, and to do different things in it. Makes me very proud when Al Porter goes out to be man in the streets, to see other people being men and women in the streets and set that example for the children and for others that are out there. So, you know, I'm very thankful of that. I know everything is going to be all right this evening, so I'm going to take the time to leave you all with one of my favorite tracks. It was like tops for a long time, one of those industry standard tracks, Queen Nana, Black People, Peace.
Man, it's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. Then they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Hey there, music. Don't you feel like season changing? Come on, black people. Don't you feel like season changing? We're fighting for unity. Don't you feel like season changing? Let's come together and break free. Don't you feel like season changing? What happened?
feel it changing me. No longer victim of destructive mental slavery. But as a people, we still crabs in a bucket. Hey, somebody gotta say something. And you ever wonder why we're killing each other when in actuality we sisters and brothers? Truth is, nothing is what it seems. Martin Luther had a dream and still remains to be seen. In my opinion, it's time to stop ignorance. Clear up the smoke from our opposing constituents. Check the complexion of the first 43. Were they all actually qualified to sit in the seat? Steve Harvey keeps bringing a spiritual direction during a time such as this. Man, I count it a blessing. Thanks to Michael Bazin for all that you do. Trayvon and Gina Six, just to name a few. Come on.
My black people, fight for you. My black people, fight for you.